Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
It's all Americans. Let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my weekend report, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network studios here in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So, disgraced former Congressman Anthony Weiner is saddling up. He checked into the Recovery Ranch in Nunnally, Tennessee, to try and cure his sex addiction. Part of the therapy, actually, is horseback riding. The New York Post caught a picture of it. He wasn't real happy about it. Experts say that this helps to boost the addict's self-esteem. You know, normally you tell people it's not safe to stand behind a horse. However, in this case, maybe it's not safe for the horse. Yeah, we went there. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, it's the last weekend before this year's presidential election, and the stakes have never been higher. While Donald Trump's path to the Oval Office is starting to come into focus, he still needs to pick off one traditionally blue state. We have a list of 10 states that could hold that key for Donald Trump. Also, more leaks from the FBI indicate that Hillary emails from her time at the State Department may be among those found on Uma Abedin's private computer. We have the latest revelations in what this might mean for Hillary Clinton after next Tuesday. And federal law enforcement authorities are now warning of a possible plot to disrupt this year's election by means of a terrorist attack. We'll bring you up to speed on the latest details and what this could mean for next Tuesday. All that plus the verdict is in for the Bridgegate trial. Will it have a bearing on the election? We'll also go over some brand spanking new polls. And we'll take a quick look back as the Rhino Report celebrates its 1 year anniversary today. We have a lot to get to today on this final weekend before the election. But first, let's kick the weekend show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, including Hillary Clinton. Remember, this weekend, you got to check out RhinoReport.com. RhinoReport.com. I'm changing up all the videos on there, on the Rhino Rants. So you go to the site, you click on Rhino Rants, and there's a lot of cool stuff there. We'll change that up a little bit. There's a few stale ones, some good ones, some new ones. So we'll get it all nice and fresh for you. Also, you can sign up for the newsletter there. Just plug in your email address. We do not share it. And you got to check out Robert's new article called Polling Illusions. Polling Illusions. It's a good read. You got to check that one out. And as always, you got to pick up your phone, go to Twitter, and follow me at Rhino on Air, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O on Air. Or check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/The Rhino Report. And as always, you can email me, rhino@rwbnetwork.com.
As 2016 winds down, LegalZoom asks, did you accomplish everything you set out to do this year? There's still time. Say you'd like to finally start that dream business, but don't know whether to incorporate or form an LLC. Maybe you're ready to plan for your family's future, but aren't sure whether a last will or a living trust is right for you. That's where LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys available in 48 states can help, without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. LegalZoom.com. Legal help is here.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. There's a lot to cover this weekend. There's a lot going on, a lot of moving parts, a lot of cogs in the machine. Whatever cliche we're going to use, it's probably the biggest weekend of the entire year. The lead-up, it started with Ted Cruz announcing his candidacy about 31 years ago, and then followed shortly by Rand Paul and Chris Christie and Lincoln Chafee and Bernie Sanders. I mean, we're down to two. We're down to two. It's not three. I don't care if you're in Idaho or Utah or I think Wyoming. It's not three. It's down to two. But first, before we get into all that, let's get our shout-outs in here. Red Nation Rising Radio, a big hello to everyone listening there. Every day we're live there, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Liberty feed, Monday to Friday. Also, streaming talk radio. .com, also 2 p.m. Eastern, Monday to Friday, klrnradio.com at midnight Eastern, and that's Tuesday to Saturday, and a couple of local stations pick up this weekend show. A big hello to everyone listening on WJHC 107.5 out of Jasper, Florida, and WDDQ 92.1 out of Valdosta, Georgia. This is now, I think, 3 weeks in a row we don't have to talk about an impending hurricane. Right? Maybe Hurricane Trump, Hurricane Hillary, but not Hurricane Matthew or Hurricane Hermine, which you guys who listen to the show down there in the weekend, we went over that ad nauseum, and thank God everyone's okay, or for the most part, people made out okay in your area. So we have a blogger for the show. You guys know Tina. Tina's been writing for the show for almost the full year that we've been on the air, or at least producing a show and putting it up on podcast anyway. And then she decided that she wanted to take her stylings to the airwaves and do a podcast, and I encourage that. I've been encouraging it for a while. Like I said, she can fight with herself now as opposed to fighting with me on Twitter, so that's nice. I think I gave her a heart attack last night. She sent me her podcast a couple of days ago, and she said, let me know how it sounds, check it out, give it a little critique, and then we'll work on it. And I said, okay. And I had it in my possession for a couple of days, and I got bored last night, so what I did was I posted it. So it's up there on Podbean, and I think she had a heart attack when I posted it. But it's still there. You can check it out. A lot of good stuff in there, a lot of good information, good patriot conservative stuff. I mean, you're really going to like it. You can go to Podbean. It's tinastake.podbean.com, and eventually we'll get her up there on the rest of the sites and some internet radio stations, and but go check that out. So, also, I'm listening to the radio this morning. Now, I have one favorite host. My favorite host of all time. I see people like Rush and Hannity and Levin and Beck and the big guys, you know, Dana, whoever. My favorite radio host of all time is Mark Simone. Mark Simone is on WOR 710 in New York. I listen to the show almost every day. It's funny, it's topical, he's a good conservative. And he has on this morning, he brings on Alan Dershowitz. Okay, so right away, there may be a little headbutting. Alan Dershowitz is a Hillary supporter. I'm not sure if he loves Hillary as much as he thinks as it's the lesser of two evils, which is contrary to everything people like me believe. So they start talking about the election, and Simone asks Dershowitz, why not Donald Trump? And he says, well, Donald Trump is involved in this tremendous fraud case with Trump University. People were defrauded, people are out of money, they're suing him, it's criminal, the whole thing. So Simone says to him, Mark Simone says, well, what about Laureate University? That's a fraud case that involves the Clintons and a lot of money. And Dershowitz right away, well, what do you mean? I never heard of Laureate. What do you mean? There's no such thing. I never heard of that before. And he hung up. He hung up the phone on Simone during the interview. That tells you these Hillary supporters, they got nothing. They have nothing. They can't even defend it. Talk about fraud. You had Hillary Clinton at the State Department giving U.S. aid to Laureate University, all while they're paying Bill Clinton $16 million a year as a part-time chancellor. Personally, I'd never let Bill Clinton around my kids. But that's neither here nor there. That's fraud. People signing up for an unaccredited college and then losing their money, that's called a bad decision. Now, perhaps Trump University, from the Trump side of things, wasn't a great decision either. But when you sign up for classes or a certificate or something of that nature and it's not accredited, you have to look. Before you sign up for things, you have to look. Whether it's ITT Tech or the NASCAR Mechanic School or whatever class you're taking. Very rarely do these classes ever really pan out. You know, they panned out for two guys. Their names were Ben and Jerry. Ben and Jerry, the ice cream guys. Big liberals, but great ice cream. They did a mail-away class with Penn State on how to make ice cream. It was like a $16 class. That worked out in their favor. Now, Dershowitz, here's a guy, probably the smartest man in the country. And he could not defend it. He got so mad that Mark Simone brought up Laureate University that he hung up the phone. Hung up the phone. They got nothing, guys. They have nothing. But what they're gonna start picking at right now, because we haven't seen any big bombshells in the last couple of days, is Bridgegate. Bridgegate, Bridgegate, Bridgegate. I have had it up to my ears with Bridgegate. CNN covered this for a year straight when they weren't covering the disappearance of MH370, that Malaysian airliner that was in the A block every single show for a year. They were covering Bridgegate. Lane closures and there was traffic. I mean, traffic on the George Washington Bridge? In and around New York City? No. No, come on. That doesn't happen. And they're saying it was this whole... They set this up to get back at the mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey. Now, it just so happens that the George Washington Bridge connects Fort Lee, New Jersey to the Bronx in New York City. For those of you who need a little geographic help there, crosses the Hudson River. Fort Lee. I have never been in Fort Lee once in my life where I haven't sat in traffic. Every time I use the George Washington Bridge, I sit in traffic. And they're saying it's to get back at the mayor for not supporting Chris Christie during his re-election bid in New Jersey. Now, they found the two people guilty. You have Bridget Kelly, former deputy chief of staff for Chris Christie, and Bill Baroni, who is an appointee to the Port Authority. The Port Authority, for those of you who aren't from the area, it's a body subsidized by New York and New Jersey. They control the bridges, the subways, anything that crosses in and out of New York City into New Jersey or Westchester or Long Island. They control all of that stuff. Everybody who's in the Port Authority, they all have big appointments. So they're guilty. They could face 20 years. This has mistrial written all over it. It took the jury 5 days to come back with a guilty verdict after being instructed by the judge that it doesn't really matter if they're guilty, just if you think they are. I mean, this thing, it has appeal written all over it. So they're going to change the narrative, but we're going to change it back. So you want to hang in here. We're going to talk about 10 states that Donald Trump only needs to win one to get into the Oval Office. You're listening to The Rhino Report. Hang in there, guys.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month, we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh-baked, hot, homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday is our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022. Located in the heart of Maui's premier resorts, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha. Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian
Hotel. Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking about Bridgegate, and then we're going to be done with it. You have Bill Baroni, Bridget Kelly, both found guilty. They could each face 20 years in the clink because of this, for closing a couple lanes to the George Washington Bridge, a bridge I have never been on when all 16 lanes are open. In fact, generally 4 or 8 are always closed on this bridge. Just a lot of maintenance. It's the busiest bridge in the country, perhaps the world, I'm not sure. But CNN, you know what? They're using words like corruption and conspiracy. If they spend half the time they spent on Bridgegate talking about the corruption and the conspiracy with Hillary Clinton and her homebrewed server and Uma Abedin and Cheryl Mills and Jake Sullivan and John Podesta, and all these guys, Robbie Mook, they're all criminals, every single one of them. If they spent half the time talking about that, real political corruption, selling out the United States to the highest bidder and everyone down from there, this wouldn't be a close election. Wouldn't be close at all. But they're going to focus on Bridgegate. They're going to focus on Chris Christie. Here's a guy. He's a Trump surrogate, even though he's been off the trail for a couple of weeks now, almost a month. It's Chris Christie. It's indicative of Donald Trump. They're best friends. They both like the New York Mets. You know, it's going to be one of these things. They're going to blow it up into this tremendous thing because they want to avoid talking about the real problem. The real problem is you have somebody who at some point in the next 2 or 3 years will most likely be indicted. Indicted. Not a scandal here or there. It may finally all catch up to Hillary Clinton. 30 years of corruption, 30 years of selling out this country, her time at the State Department, the chickens may be coming home to roost. But they're going to talk about a bridge and some track. That's big news. It's disgusting what mainstream media and these networks that are in the tank for Hillary do, what they call news. You know, there are so few of them that are actually covering the fact that there is a major investigation right now going on into the Clinton Foundation about pay to play. See, we use this term so much, quid pro quo, pay to play, that they almost lose their meaning. And that's what they want to do. They want it to wear off, so you're desensitized to it. But what that means, that it's very, very simple what that means. It means they were selling your best interest. They were selling national security for their own benefit. It doesn't matter what government fund they were using, what contracts they were handing out. They try to muddy the waters with all of the details. The details here are they sold out your national security. They sold out your best interest. They sold out your chance to have a better future. Also, they could profit personally. That's the real issue. That's the real corruption. That's the real conspiracy. Not closing lanes on the George Washington Bridge. That's garbage. Absolute garbage. And now we're getting warnings from the FBI that there may be a possible terror plot for potentially Monday and Election Day. They're saying Monday. They have some information. New York, Virginia, and Texas may have been or may be in the crosshairs for a potential attack aimed at disrupting our elections. Terrorist attack. Terrorists we should have taken care of but have flourished under the Obama administration. Flourished under Hillary Clinton at the State Department. They should be gone. They should be eradicated. And when new ones pop up, you eradicate them. But instead of droning and bombing and taking care of terrorists, Hillary Clinton wants to talk about droning Julian Assange because he may spill her dirty little secrets. And they're saying maybe Tuesday, lone wolf possibly, at polling places. This may just be an effort to make you not go out. I don't know. You know, the DOJ is so complicit in playing politics with this election, who knows? Who knows if this is even true? See, we always have to be vigilant. And me being here from New York, being here on 9/11, I am always vigilant. Always. There's not a day goes by that I don't remember that day vividly in my head. Vividly, the sights, the sounds, the smells of what happened. Who knows? I mean, I don't want to tell you don't be worried about this, but who knows? Democrats have been trying to suppress votes for years, and now they can say, well, you know what? There may be a lone wolf at your local polling place. Well, who do you think that would possibly scare? Potentially older voters who might be Republican voters, who might be conservative voters? Would those be the ones that don't show up? I'm not telling you don't be vigilant. All I'm saying is we don't know now. You don't know that the DOJ works outside of politics because all they have done over the past 4 or 5 years is cover for Hillary Clinton, cover for Barack Obama, cover for terrorist organizations like Black Lives Matter. All right, when we come back, we'll finish talking about this. Plus, I want to talk about the states. 10 states. Trump needs one. He needs one, and they give him the keys to the Oval Office. Hang in there, guys. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Maui Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha. CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Hi, I'm Fred Dreyer. Did you know the best defense for expensive electric bills is an energy system from Solar Optimum? Solar Optimum, California's leading solar provider, is now offering Tesla Powerwall, a battery backup solution in case of blackouts or natural disasters. For a limited time, Solar Optimum is offering American-made solar panels and a Tesla Powerwall battery for no money down and payments starting at $89 a month. Plus, you'll get a 30% tax credit. So talk to the local experts at Solar Optimum today and get energy peace of mind. Call 818-745-1489. That's 818-745-1489.
Install a Tesla Powerwall in case of blackouts and natural disasters. Call Solar Optimum at 818-745-1489.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. I hope you're having a great weekend. You can check out all the old episodes of the show. The last 2 weeks, really, really pertinent information about this election. You can find them on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, or iHeartRadio. They're all there, every single one of them. Going back to, well, a year ago. Hopefully we're still here a year from today. But we'll see. Now, I'm not telling you to not go out and vote. I'm not telling you the DOJ is lying to you about this terrorist warning. I just don't know. You know, I just don't trust them anymore. And I was never one to say I can't trust law enforcement. I respect law enforcement. I was law enforcement. My entire family is law enforcement. I have a great amount of respect and love for law enforcement. I'm just not so sure the DOJ is involved in law enforcement anymore. If anyone, they're the ones who are guilty of violating the Hatch Act, of playing politics. They're the ones who are guilty of it. Now we're hearing maybe that they stopped the NYPD from making some arrests or making an announcement of arrests and warrants in relation to this Anthony Weiner, Uma Abedin computer, that they put another stonewall up there, just like the DOJ stonewalled when the FBI wanted to get warrants. So the FBI went to another field office, they went to the Southern District of New York, and they were stonewalled there by McCabe. McCabe said, no, you can't go around warrant shopping, prosecutor shopping. So Loretta Lynch's old office would not issue a warrant. So they went to Comey's old office, and before they were even allowed to ask for the warrant, The person in charge of the investigation is McCabe, the one whose wife received $750,000 for a state Senate seat. He said, nope, you can't do that. You can't do that. I mean, it's at every single turn, and you wonder, what is it that they're protecting? It must be so vile, so disgusting, that they are willing to even look corrupt in public. See, that was the thing years ago. You didn't want to give the perception of corruption. You wanted to make sure everything looked nice and neat and pretty and clean on the outside. Maybe you look back towards the Kennedy administration. Maybe you look back towards Nixon. You know, they made it seem like everything was fine and dandy. Now the corruption's out in the open. Whether it be through WikiLeaks or through Anonymous or Project Veritas or whatever it is, it's all out in the open, and they are okay with looking corrupt. It doesn't bother them. Why? What is being hidden that is so disgusting and vile that they'd rather look corrupt? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. And some people have to ask themselves that question before Tuesday. Because after Tuesday, listen, the choices are very clear. We either start to rebuild our nation, and we make sure we take Donald to task. He has to do what he said he was going to do. We have to make sure that now he's not staying on message, now he's staying on his itinerary, his plan, his contract with the American voter. And that may not be easy, I get that. Or the other path is we have to figure out how we now defend our country from these people who are willing to sell it out, who are willing to acknowledge corruption, who are willing to stonewall law enforcement, who are willing to paint a target on the back of local law enforcement, who are willing to continue to defund day by day by day our military, who let our veterans wait in line and die. We have to figure out how we protect our country from them. See, most elections, you have two moderates. You have a moderate who's slightly right and a moderate who's slightly left. And if that person who wins happens to get a second term, they may scooch a little further to the right or to the left. So we put up with maybe 4 years of being a little more liberal or a little more conservative or whatever it is. These two, they're not even miles apart. They're universes apart. So I don't buy that there are undecideds out there. I think that's very, very hard for me to buy. We're seeing some polls, 4% undecided, 5% undecided. I don't know about that. I don't know. And, you know, if that's true, if there really are undecideds out there, I'm willing to bet they just don't vote. I mean, how could you be undecided right now? The choices are very, very clear. Do you want to lead the world or do you want to follow? Do you want to be type A or do you want to be a lemming? They're not close. They're not close. And these Bernie voters, why they're not flocking to the Trump side right now or just saying, you know what, we're not voting, or maybe voting their conscience and voting for Jill Stein, why they're not doing that, I don't know. I don't. They disappeared. They've gone away. They're hiding in their basements, they're playing video games, maybe they found jobs, I don't know. Maybe they couldn't pay the internet bill, who knows? We haven't heard word one from them. So I don't buy that there's undecideds. And listen, if there is an actual real terrorist attack warning, and this is not being inflated or propagated, if this is really a real warning pointed at New York, Virginia, Texas, or voting places around the country by lone wolves, that is a direct result of this administration, the Obama administration, Hillary Clinton, everybody from Obama on down over the last 8 years not taking care of terrorism, not ending it, not making the sand glow, not annihilating them. That's what this is from. Taking away enhanced interrogation tactics. That's what this stems from. That is the problem. But CNN's going to talk about Bridgegate. Bridgegate. It's disgusting what mainstream media is doing. Here you have sources from the FBI, right, saying the Clinton Foundation has been under investigation for over a year, since before Clinton cash came out. authored by Peter Schweizer. They've been investigating this for over a year. You have these laptops from Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson that have not been destroyed. The feds have been combing through them at their Washington Bureau office. This is all leaking out. See, the agents and the special agents in the FBI, they're standing up. And listen, we gave them some flack here. We did on this show, I'll be the first person to admit it, back in July and August. We gave them a ton of flack. But you know what? Now they're standing up. Now they're being the heroes we all knew they were. Some of them are resigning. Some of them are I mean, these are good careers they have. They have great careers, pensions, good salaries. And they're resigning because they're being undermined. They're being stonewalled. They just want justice to be served. They want justice to be blind. They don't want two-tier justice, which is what we have now and what we'll have if Hillary wins. All right, guys, hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
All right, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. You can always follow me on Twitter. I'll generally follow you back. Just be nice. Some people have not been so nice to me lately on Twitter. I don't know what's going on, but I guess I'm a target. Maybe it's the Hill bots. Who knows who it is? You can follow me there at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air, or check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. So according to the FBI, the foundation, the Clinton Foundation, has been under investigation for over a year. These laptops belonging to Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson have not been destroyed. In fact, they're being combed through right now. All right? We know through these sources that there are emails pertinent to the investigation on Uma Danger and Carlos Danger computer there. 650,000 emails. Some of them do have bearing on the investigation. Were possibly to or from Hillary while she was at the State Department that were connected to her private homebrewed server. We've heard that an indictment is likely in the case for pay to play with the Clinton Foundation. And the FBI sources also said there's a 99% chance that foreign intelligence agencies hacked into her private server. And we're not talking about Italy. We're not talking about Ireland. We're not talking about the Netherlands. We're not talking about, you know, the Vatican. They didn't hack in. You know who it's going to be. It's going to be Iran. It's going to be Russia. It's going to be China, North Korea, the Islamic State. It's not Canada looking for our secret to better maple syrup. They're not the ones hacking in to Hillary Clinton's server. If Hillary wins, you face the possibility of perjury charges on her. Obstruction of justice, bribery, pay for play, racketeering. This could be RICO. This whole thing could be RICO. The way it all operated. Hey, listen, you pay us, we'll send Bill to do a speech, and then we'll dole out a contract to you and keep the money flowing back and forth and back and forth using the State Department as their own personal laundromat. Illegal use of a nonprofit. Maybe Laureate University is tied into that somehow. Or the fact that Chelsea Clinton knew there were improprieties at the Clinton Foundation and commissioned an impartial study in 2011 which found the Clinton Foundation has done nothing right. They don't file their taxes right, not enough board members, nobody with experience. They don't take proper minutes, they don't have enough meetings. That was all found by an impartial firm doing an audit on the Clinton Foundation. So I'm talking to Never Trumpers out there, the ones in the Detroit suburbs. Talking to the ones in the west coast of Florida, Texas, the Front Range, the White Mountains. I'm talking to you guys. If you're still Never Trump, you just might be Never America after this election. That might be where you are. It's a very, very clear choice here. Just think of Donald Trump as the placeholder. If you need to think of him as the placeholder for Ted Cruz, then so be it. He's the placeholder. All right, let's talk about a couple of states here that, we're getting a little carried away with the last weekend before the election. I want to make sure we get all this stuff in. But there's 10 states. All right, if Donald Trump wins, if he wins the same states that Romney won, and then you add in Nevada, North Carolina, and Florida, he needs one more of these 10 states to get the keys to the White House. New Hampshire. New Hampshire is very promising right now. Boston Globe, ARG, and WBUR all have polls in the last 24 hours showing Donald Trump with a lead or tied in New Hampshire. Kelly Ayotte's doing very good there. Sununu with the governor, he's doing very good there. These down-ballot candidates may actually help Donald Trump in New Hampshire. But again, that's if he wins Florida, North Carolina, and Nevada on top of Romney's 2012 states. It's not an easy path for a Republican. It never has been, and it never will be until we change the way we allot electoral votes. Colorado. You know, he was real clear politics. He was down 8 there. Now he's down 3. He's making some gains there. There again, your Front Range Never Trumpers. This is your time to speak up. Perhaps in Colorado, you're not real big on the fact that your homelessness has gone up 10 times over the last 2 years. Maybe that's bothering you. Well, it ain't going to get any better under Hillary, I'll tell you that much. Pennsylvania, always kind of the red herring, who knows? Pennsylvania could go either way. The Clintons are spending election eve night with the Obamas in Philly area, probably to go over how they can corrupt and defraud the election in the Philly suburbs, as they always do. You have Michigan. Polls are all over the place in Michigan. Perhaps Michigan could finally come around. The out-of-work auto workers, how NAFTA killed the area. Michigan's 538 showing Michigan deep blue, I'm not so sure. Wisconsin, I'm not sold on Wisconsin. Ron Johnson is not doing well in his re-election bid for the senatorship. I'm not sure about Wisconsin. Virginia, a couple of polls. Trump picked up 15 points in the Hampton poll over the course of 3.5 weeks. Now, is that an outlier or a harbinger? Who knows? He picked up 15 points, though. That's a lot. Went from down 12 to up 3. So Virginia, maybe in play. Minnesota, I'm not sold on Minnesota either. Maybe. Maybe the people in Minnesota are Minnesota very, very fickle. They go from the most liberal to the most conservative to the most independent. Very, very fickle state. Very possible. The New Mexico, RNC loves New Mexico. They say New Mexico could hold the key. They're saying their internal polling is showing Donald Trump with a lead in New Mexico. I'm not sure if I buy that. I assume it's possible. But you got to look at this way. So you have liberals who live in the north who move south. And then you have the illegals moving north into the south. So some of these states becoming very purple. Oregon. He's down 7 in Oregon. Is he right there? Sure. If Bernie voters don't show up for Hillary, he could win Oregon. New Jersey. Not buying New Jersey. Very possible, just not buying it, especially now with Bridgegate. So I wouldn't bank on New Jersey. All right, we come back. We'll talk about some more of this. And is there an impeachment in the works already for Hillary Clinton? You're listening to the Rhino Report on the RWB Network.
As we are all aware, restaurants and celebrity chefs come and go. But one restaurant is constant, El Cholo. Hi, this is Larry Elder. Since 1923, the original El Cholo on Western Avenue and those in La Habra, Santa Monica, downtown L.A., Anaheim Hills, and the latest Corona Del Mar have served millions of loyal fans and multiple generations. If you've dined there, you know the reason why. It's those fresh green corn tamales, Carmen's historic nachos, the margaritas, and so much more. Treat yourself and dine at a restaurant you really want to go to, not one where you're supposed to go to. El Cholo. I know I do.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
Hi, I'm Fred Dreyer. Did you know the best defense for expensive electric bills is an energy system from Solar Optimum? Solar Optimum, California's leading solar provider, is now offering Tesla Powerwall, a battery backup solution in case of blackouts or natural disasters. For a limited time, Solar Optimum is offering American-made solar panels and a Tesla Powerwall battery for no money down and payments starting at $89 a month. Plus, you'll get a 30% tax credit. So talk to the local experts at Solar Optimum today and get energy peace of mind. Call 818-745-1489. That's 818-745-1489.
Install a Tesla Powerwall in case of blackouts and natural disasters. Call Solar Optimum at 818-745-1489.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of the weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Again, follow me on Twitter at RhinoOnAir. I say some pretty quippy things sometimes. I was in Twitter jail for a little while, but I'm out. I'm a free man now, much like Hillary Clinton, a free man. All right, so the job numbers today just really quickly came out this morning. 161,000 jobs created in the month of October, kind of paltry. 4.9% unemployment. That's not the real number. The real number is somewhere around 20%, 25%, depending on how you count it. This is people who have fallen off the rolls, who are no longer looking for work, no longer collecting unemployment checks. So they liked that number. They knew that number would go down because people couldn't find jobs and thus fall out of that statistical category. Still, 94.6 million people are out of the labor force in October. That's actually up from September. The numbers are not good. The liberals love it. They say unemployment's down because they don't know how to do math, so that they think this is a real number. They're brainwashed. They're lemmings. We all know about this. Don't listen to them. Don't take the bait. They're trying to bait you in. Just let them have their little moment here, which they think they're having, because they're all delusional. All right. We're talking about the White House. See, some of these states here, you know, New Hampshire's a possibility. Michigan's a possibility. Maybe New Mexico. Other than that, could be a tough road to hoe. Could be. Trump has to do very well. He's hitting the trail hard in Florida. And we'll see if that pays off. We'll know the result on November 8th, you know, or not. They're saying maybe a cyber attack now. There's a cyber attack. Attacks this, attacks that. They keep using the word attack. People don't want to go to the polls. Hillary wins. Everyone's happy. People get pardoned. See how this is all unfolding? So you got to get out there. You got to vote. You got to wear your red shirt. Make sure you wear your red shirt. You have people like Michael McCaul, the Homeland Security Chairman, saying if these investigations are still ongoing and Hillary Clinton is the president-elect, that they may move to impeach. They'll find some reason to try to impeach her. But again, you can't impeach somebody who hasn't committed the crime while they're actually in office. So if all these crimes happened beforehand, they'd have to figure out a different removal process. The impeachment would not apply there, according to the U.S. Constitution. So we'll see, guys. We'll see. You know, really quickly, today is the one-year anniversary of the show, and it's been fun. It's been fun. You know, the show started, it was like twice a week. It was half an hour. There was no production value to it, and then along came Primo Mondone, who gave us our first start with the Red State Talk Radio, which we're not on anymore, but we were there, and he said, you have to do three shows a week for an hour. I said, three shows a week for an hour? I can't even do two shows for half an hour. And, you know, and now here we are almost a year later from that point, and we do 5 hours a week, and now there's still not enough time. The show's been growing and growing, and thanks to people like Mary Beth, who handles our social media, and Tina with her new podcast and her blogging, and Robert, he does his blogging. People like Jim Lysat, who's been there from the beginning, the founder of Red Nation Rising, has backed this show from the very, very beginning. Who was also the answer to our trivia question the other day, who was the first guest. It was Jim Lysat. Don Newen from Cowboy Logic Radio, Donna Fiducia, the former Fox News anchor, just have backed this show, and I thank them very much for their support. And then the people who make this show run every single day. You have Jose, Tomas, Paul, Mike, Jennifer, all over at CRN. They do a great job. They keep me in line. They keep us on air. And a big thank you to them. And hopefully we'll be doing the same thank yous a year from now. So it's been fun. And we have some great sponsors. And hopefully they'll stick with us and we'll get some more. I can guarantee you every dollar this show makes goes into the show. I don't take a dime from it. Not one single dime. All right, guys, hope you had a great time today. Thank you very much for listening. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Please be safe. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great weekend, everybody. Remember to get your red shirt. Remember to vote. And until Monday, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.